So don't worry about it. Amen. Listen, I'm going to read a scripture to you. Eh? I was reading a scripture this week and I was excited. Because sometimes we don't know what we carry. We don't know what we have. Say amen. It's like somebody who is rich doesn't know he's rich. And he's standing outside begging for money. Go to Hebrews chapter. I'm preaching my message. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22. Okay, let's go back a little bit from verse 18. See, that is why you have to be excited about what you have and carry. Say amen. That's going to be my focus today. What you have and carry. You see, what we are trying to do is to unveil to you and discover what we have and carry. So you can live the life the kingdom of God has brought to you. Hebrews 12, verse 18. For we are not what? As Moses did to a physical mountain, I'm reading from Passion, with its burning fire, thick clouds of darkness and gloom, with a raging wild wind. We are not those who are being warned by the jeering blast of a trumpet and a thundering voice, the fearful voice that they beg to be silenced. Are you getting me? Say, we have not come to the mountain that when Israel came to that mountain, they were afraid, fearful. They said, God, don't speak to us anymore. Let Moses speak to us. He said, we have not come to that mountain. They couldn't handle God's command that said, if so much as an animal approached the mountain, it will be stoned to death. Listen, God's glory has come down. They see the glory. But God said, nobody can come near that. Even if animal makes a mistake and you run to that, that animal should be what? Stoned. Oh my God. Say praise God. Praise God. The astounding phenomena Moses witnessed caused him to shudder with fear and could only say, I am trembling in terror. Moses said, man, I'm trembling in terror. This was scary. Verse 22. By contrast, hallelujah, we have already come near to God in a total different realm. The Zion realm. Tell somebody the Zion realm. Listen, the place Israel couldn't go, when Jesus died, he brought you there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is why you don't have to desire to go back to Moses. Because they couldn't enter the glory. Oh, are you getting it? Look at here. For we have entered the city of the living God. We have where? So where are you now? Where are you now? Okay, let's take it one by one. We have entered where? Which is the new Jerusalem in heaven. You see, when Revelation said there will be a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. And here is telling us that we have already. Oh. You know, I think about heaven. You are already there. Hallelujah. You live in two realms. You live in heaven and on earth. Tell somebody, I'm living in the city of the living God. See, that is why. See, that is why you can go and change things for your life, because the spiritual realm rules the natural realm. That is why, you see, when you understand this and situation is going on, you can go to the supernatural and change the supernatural. And when you change the supernatural, it will change the physical. Let me show you this. One time Jesus was there and he saw that the faith of Peter is going to be failed. So he prayed for him and said, Peter, your faith is going to fail, but I have prayed for you. Although Peter messed up, but because Jesus have handled that in the realm of the supernatural, Peter went through stuff, but he came back. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? See, sometimes you go to the supernatural in prayer and in faith, change things, and you come back and it seemed that it didn't change. It changed. It did. The earth, the physical doesn't know it yet. The day the physical will know, you realize that the physical will align with what you have already changed. Tell somebody, I'm living in the city of the living God. Say it. Say it. So that is why some song don't sing. You will go to heaven, your joy. You will go to heaven. No more sorrow. You will go to heaven. You are waiting to go to heaven before. No, I'll show certain things in the Bible. Say praise God. Look at here. No, I want to catch this. We have joined the festal gathering of the mirage of angels in their joyful celebration. Read your Bible. What the Bible says? Where the angels? Read your Bible. Thousands and thousands of what? Angels? In a joyful assembly. What it means that there are angels in heaven just celebrating. He said, he have brought you into that. It means that you are in the host of angels every day, every moment, every second. Amen. So you live in the host of angels and you don't know. I didn't write it, or it's here. You have been brought into. Hello? See, that is why when we are praying, say, and don't pray, say, God, protect me. No, say, God, I thank you that you have given charge. Those angels, what are they doing there? Hold on. Go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrew, the same place. Hebrew. Chapter 1. We come back here. Chapter 1, verses 14. What is there? Are not all angels? Are not what? How many of them? Are not all angels ministering spirit sent to serve? Sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Did you hear that? He said, angels have been sent to serve you. All angels. Not some, all. Then you have battalions of it. Say amen. You see, this thing don't enter us. It has to enter us. It doesn't. Oh God, you know I'm going here. God, protect me. No, he has already done that. He said he has given charge over you. He has given what? A command. No, let me ask you this question. If Joe Biden right now sent one military guy and said, go to this guy's house, I command you to guard the house for the rest of your life, and Joe Biden, president, goes over, is it going to stop? until that command is what? Changed. And God said, I've given angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. He said, lest you hit your foot against a stone. So they are making sure any hindrance in your presence will be what? Removed before you reach there. Don't you remember? He said, I have sent my angels ahead of you to prepare a place for you. Listen, I'll come to place I want to see. That is why you have to live in faith. Because, listen, 20 years ahead of you, God has already ordained that. Work on that before you get there. Are you getting me? Listen, nothing in your life surprises God. Oh, you're not helping me. Hello? Nothing in your life what? Surprises God. Oh God, why do you allow this to happen to me? He knew it. He made a provision for it before you got there. Are you getting it? Let's go by my scripture I was reading. Hebrews 12, 20. Where are we now? 23. As members of the church of the firstborn, as members of the church of the firstborn, all our names have been what? Been legally registered as citizens of what? Heaven. Read your Bible. Somebody read your Bible for me. Not passion. Something else. Read your Bible. What does it say? Who have registered as citizens of heaven. Listen, any demon, every demon, every angel knows that you are a citizen of heaven. Amen. And you don't know it yet. See, somebody said, I'm working towards where I can make it to heaven. No, you have already been made a citizen of heaven. Tell someone I'm a citizen of heaven. Tell someone I'm a citizen of heaven. Tell somebody I'm a citizen of heaven. When you go home, get time, just read everything. It will change your life. Hallelujah. Now, let's continue. So these are kingdom servants. This is how you live. You know you are a citizen of heaven. Say amen. Amen. You know you have been brought to the city of the living God. You live with God. You are on the mountain Zion where God lives. If you read other scripture, it says that Mount Zion is the dwelling place of God. That is where you dwell. Tell somebody, I dwell in Mount Zion. No, say it. Say it. Some of you can say it right. But I don't know what I did yesterday. I don't care. You still dwell there. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to John 15. I'm going to focus on verse 17 alone. Verse 7 alone. I know my time is gone. But let's look at something here. John 15, verse 7. John 15, verse 7. Are you there? So I'm still talking about living a life of dominion. That's what I'm still talking about. That's about living a life of dominion. Tell somebody. That's the same topic I'm talking about. Everything I'm talking about is same. Okay. But if you live in life union with me, if you live in what? And if my words live powerfully within you. You see that? If my word what? Oh, guys, are you helping me today? My word, that's what? Live powerfully within you. Then you can ask whatever you desire, and it will be done for you. When your lives bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are my mature disciple who glorify my Father. But verse 7 I want to look at. Said, but if you live in life union with me, and if my word live powerfully within you, say amen. I'm going to show something I want to look at. He said, you are in union with Christ. That's what happened. That's what the vine is about. The vine is the union of the child of God and Jesus. And the Father is the farmer, making sure that every member or every branch produces fruit. Let me show you this. Some scriptures say that God will cut you away. God never cuts anybody away. Don't you remember that even he left 99 and went after one? So God is not cutting anybody away. Say amen. What God does is that through his word, he prunes us or cleanses us. So he uses his word to communicate to us so that we can come to the place that he and manifest the level he has ordained for us. Are you getting me? All right. Now, and here he said that if you abide in me and my words, the moment you become born again, you are already in union with Christ. Tell somebody, I'm in union with Christ. Say it. Say it. Listen, union is very important. We have to understand that. When you understand union, your mind will change that between you and God, there's no distance. Jesus canceled distance on the cross. So between you and God, there's no distance. Say amen. I do remember when you guys were doing the Bible study, Brother Kofi was asking some questions. It happens to everybody in the body of Christ. That if you don't feel God, okay, let's handle that. If you don't feel God, you are born again, but you wake up today, it's like you are dry. Does it mean God left you? No, don't look at my face. Hello? No, who hasn't experienced that before? Let me see. We have not experienced that before, that we woke up and you like, the presence is there all the time. No, if your hand is up, if you're not experiencing it, you're a liar. Say amen. Amen. Everybody goes through that. Because you live in two realms, everybody goes what? Through that. You can be anointed today, very powerful anointing. You're excited. The following morning, you wake up, it's like, everything is gone. Oh God, forgive my sin. I sinned. You didn't sin. There was no sin anywhere. Listen, sin doesn't separate you from God. That's what the Bible says. Sins have never separated from God. We run away from God. Anybody who sins, what does he do? He run away from God. When Adam sinned against God, God came in looking for them. Said, where are you? They said they heard the voice of God and they hid. Oh, are you not happy? That even in your sin, God is after you? Yep. Hallelujah. That is why, regardless of somebody in church who messes up, you don't kick the person away. Bring the person back. Help the person to grow. Say praise God. Are you getting me? Now, when you become born again, you are in union with God. You are one together. The Bible says, whoever joins himself to the Lord is what? One spirit. You are in union together. That union is so... It's like twins. It's like Siamese twins. That is why when God speaks to you, it seems as if your mind is talking to you. If God speaks to you, it doesn't come from here, and it just came normal. It seems as if your mind is talking to you. That is why most believers can't follow God well, because they taught their mind. It's giving them tricks. Then later I say, something was talking to me. Oh, I should have listened. No, because you are in union with him that too much that when I see your spirit, I won't see your spirit, I will see Jesus. So the moment the Holy Spirit speaks, or God speaks, or Jesus speaks, it seems as if your mind is talking to you. See, that is why most people can't flow in the prophetic. Oh, it's true. Hey? No, no, no. How do you see somebody and you don't know the person and you're going to talk and you hear something? You hear something. The thing you heard. So listen, let me show you this. Sometimes prophetic will come and it's like very strong, distinct. And sometimes it's like, this one here. Listen, if you follow your flesh, you will never prophesy to anybody. I was in London, one guy was there, so it didn't come the way it comes. Are you understanding me? It came some way. So I called the guy and I gave the word and I gave everything. The church was quiet. I was like, man, shoot. I went home. After I said, no, God moved powerfully, everything. I went home and my mind was like, I should have kept this guy out. I went home. The pastor came and said, hey, the word you gave to that guy. I said, hey. Because when you are highly sensitive to this, every believer have to be highly sensitive. When we're highly sensitive to God, you see, let me show you this. Sometimes when you are growing in the voice of God and stuff like that, sometimes God is coming to talk to you, you see certain things. You understand me? So people go by that. That's why some people say, I can't hear God anymore, because you have to mature. Sometimes I call somebody. Before I called the person, I didn't hear anything. The time I called the person, I still didn't hear anything. The person came to stand here, I still didn't hear anything. But he said, call the person. So I did. The moment the person stands standing here, and he said, prophesy. I haven't heard anything, but he said, prophesy. The moment I open my mouth, it starts coming. So, if I wait and say to myself, I don't feel anything, I didn't hear anything, so I'm waiting, I won't hear a single word. The moment I started giving to this guy, he will move him from here to this guy. Then it becomes so clear now. But I started from somewhere. And it happened to all believers. You are praying. See, you guys are speaking, you are praying, and some pictures are coming to you, some thoughts are coming to you. Then you said, oh, this one there. Then you push it away. Oh, God, speak to me. And the talks are coming. And all that. Oh, God, speak to me. Oh, God, give me vision. God say, eh? The angel said, God, this guy, I don't know what to do to this guy. I've done whatever I'm supposed to do. I've given him pictures. I've given him thoughts. I've given him everything. But he's still not getting it. Yes. Then when you go out, and somebody meets you and said, listen, today you were praying. God said he spoke to you. God spoke to me. Yeah, the thing God, God didn't speak to me. He spoke to you. You didn't hear because you allow the physical realm to affect you. Say amen. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm in union with God. Tell somebody, I'm in union with God. Tell somebody, I'm in union with God. Tell somebody, I'm in union with God.